Like to ask you to turn to the first epistle of John.
请大家翻到约翰一书。
This is one of the most important letters in the whole Bible when it comes to this great word on fellowship.
这是一卷关于交通的，在圣经中最重要的一卷书。
This is the subject that was on our brother John's heart.
这是在我们约翰弟兄心里的一个非常重要的课题。
And this is what he left with the people of God.
这也是他所写给神的儿女的。
We will read 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 through 7.
我们读第一章一到第七节。
I'll read a verse and then our brother will read a verse. Read the same verse.
我们一节一节读。
Verse 1. That which was from the beginning, that which we have seen, we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, that which we have contemplated, and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
约翰一书一章一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life has been manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has been manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
That which we have seen and heard, we report to you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And these things we write, we to you that your joy may be full.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you.That God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。
If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not practice the truth.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
But if we walk in the light,As he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我们有一点的祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your words.
主，我们感谢你的话。
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话是灵，是生命。
As we come to you this afternoon, we pray the Holy Spirit would illuminate your words.
今天下午我们来到你面前，我们求你圣灵把你的话照亮。
We don't look to man's words.
我们不是来听神的人的话。
We don't want to hear man's words.
我们不愿意听人的话。
We want to hear what the Spirit.Is speaking to the churches.
我们愿意听到圣灵向教会所说的话。
Lord, unless you speak, we have no one to go to.
主，除非你向我们说话，我们没有别的可以依靠。
We say like Peter, Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
我们像彼得这样所说的，主啊，你有永生之道。
Speak these words to us.
向我们说话。
Living words,
这些活的话
powerful words,
这些有能力的话
transforming words,
这些可以改变我们的话
words that can change us into your very likeness,
可以把我们改变像你的模样的话
then we believe our time and fellowship will be very useful.
主，我们就相信我们这样的交通是有用处的
for we ask this together in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉你宝贵的名来向你求告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, welcome back, everyone.
欢迎大家再回来到我们当中。
I think those that were here last night know that our burden is on this matter of fellowship.
若是我们昨天晚上到我们当中的，我们都知道我们的题目是交通。
As we said last time, this is a tremendous subject.
我们上次已经提到这是一个极大的题目。
And in these four times together, we'll only be able to touch upon this matter of fellowship.
我们四次的交通也只不过是能够提到一些。
So my prayer is that you'll take this matter back to the Lord.
我的祷告是你可以把这个题目带到主的面前。
You'll hear these words.
你听到这些话。
And then after you hear these words,
你听到这些话以后。
You'll say, Lord, reveal to me what fellowship really is.
你就求主说把主你的交通赐给我们。
You see, we don't want words about fellowship.
我们不是只是要这些关于交通的话。
What we're after is the reality of fellowship.
我们要进到这个交通的实际。
Many people are happy with just words.
我们很多人只是喜欢听这些话。
But let me tell you, words are not enough.
这些话不是
足够。They're only words.
只是话而已。
What we're after is the reality and the experience of living fellowship.
我们所追求的是那个交通的一个实际。
That's what the Word of God teaches.
这是神所话所给我们。
It doesn't just give us doctrine of fellowship.
不是我们一些教条。
It doesn't just give us an outline of fellowship.
不是这些话只是给我们一个大纲。
Even better, it doesn't give us a method of fellowship.
也不是我们交通的方法而已。
It shows us the living person that we're to be in fellowship with.
这是给我们看到的是一个活的人，是我们要与相交的。
And therefore, when the Apostle Paul introduced this enormous subject to the Corinthian church, this is what he said.
当使徒保罗把这个课题、各个题目交通给哥林多的教会的时候，
God is faithful.Who has called you into the fellowship of His Son?
神是信实的，他要把我们带到耶稣基督神儿子的交通中。
That was His burden.
这是他的负担。
That was His whole burden.
这是他所有的负担。
It was seeing the person of fellowship.
是看到这个在交通中的人。
It's seeing the one we're called to in fellowship.
在交通中我们要进入的那一位。
If you really experience the living Christ, you will discover what fellowship is.
你要是能够真实的经历这位活的基督，你就能够真实的进入。
This is an enormous subject.
这是个极大的题目。
But it's a very narrow subject.
它是一个很非常集中的题目。
It's enormous in the sense that the whole universe can't contain it for its breadth.
这是大的原因是整个的宇宙都没有办法承装这样的。
It's narrow in its scope because it only concerns the Lord Jesus Himself.
这集中是因为它只关乎到神的儿子耶稣基督。
This is the fellowship we're called to.
这是我们要进入的一个交通。
You know, last night we shared on this matter of ultimate fellowship.
昨天晚上我们交通到这个终极的交通。
I hope you don't mind me repeating again what Brother Spark said.
我想再重复斯白克弟兄所讲的。
He said, "This is a deep and inexhaustible matter."
这是一个没有办法穷尽的事情。
Fellowship with God.
和神的交通。
That's what we shared about last night.
我们昨天晚上交通到这一点。
In a sense, it's the issue of the ages.
这是我们历代以来的题目。
From the beginning of the councils of God.
从一开始在神中的交通中
When they created all things for themselves
当神创造万物的时候
Somehow in that fellowship they had
在父神父子圣灵的交通中
That enormous fellowship
在那个极大的交通中
That exclusive fellowship
在那个排外的交通中
That grand fellowship
那个极大的交通中
that include the creation of all things
是交通到所有的创造
they determined that they would make man in their own image
那时候就定下神要照着他自己的形象和样式造人
and then they determined beyond imagination
我们没办法想象的那个时候神也决定
they would take this created being
他就会把这个创造的人
And they would bring this created being into their very exclusive fellowship.
就把他带到这个只有神能够参与的交通中。
And if that isn't unbelievable enough,
若不是那这一点还是我们不可置信的。
Then the Godhead determined this.
甚至父子圣灵还决定。
They said, we will share everything we have with this created being. That's ultimate fellowship. We use a phrase today very often. We say, can you get your head around that?
我们常常用这个习语, 就是说你能明白吗? 能够想,
that means, can you take it in?
你能够真正接受这样的想法?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
I am convinced if we saw our calling,
若是我们, 我相信, 若是我们能看到这样的呼召,
we would be arrested and captured in love forever with the person of the Son, our Lord Jesus.
我们就被主耶稣基督所完全地被得着。
When others turn away,
当其他人转离神的时候,
when others get offended,
当有些人被, 被得罪的时候,
we would say like the Apostle Peter,
像彼得, 使徒彼得所说的,
to whom shall we go?
我们要追从谁呢?
You alone have the words of eternal life.
唯有你有永生之道。
There is no one else for me.
没有别的。
That is ultimate fellowship. This is man's destiny. There couldn't be a greater destiny. There couldn't be a more enormous purpose. It's almost too much to take in. Last night we spoke about two ultimate truths.
昨天晚上我们提到两个,
that come from this single verse in 1 Corinthians 1:9.
也讲到两个真理。
One, God is faithful.
第一个就是神是信实的。
Brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful fellowship begins with that single, absolute bedrock truth.
感谢主, 我们的交通是在一个非常有力的根基上。 真理上,
that's the heart of the whole Bible.
是整个圣经所讲到的。
The whole Bible is an explanation of God's faithfulness.
整篇的圣经都是讲到神的信实。
And fellowship begins and ends with God is faithful.
这个交通就是从神的信实一直到神的信实。
As he begins to open our eyes to this great calling, you are called to do but one thing. And that one thing you're recalled to do is just to respond to His grace. To be taken into that fellowship.
能够进入到这个, 交通中,
to be arrested by that fellowship.
能够进入, 安息在这个交通中,
to be caught up by that fellowship.
能够进入到这个交通之中,
and to live in the reality of that fellowship.
能够进入到这个交通的实际。
That's what we tried to share on last night.
这是我们昨天晚上所交通到的。
It is the highest calling that anyone could ever imagine.
这是没有比这更高的一个呼召。
That's the reason the Apostle Paul called it the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
这就是使徒保罗所说，这是在神里面向我们所做的极大的呼召，最高的呼召。
There's no higher calling.
没有更高的呼召。
There's no greater honor.
没有更大的呼召。
There's nothing that can begin to compare with it.
没有其他事可以与此相比。
This is what we're called to.
这是我们所要呼召的。
And then we talked about ultimate privilege.
我们也提到这个终极的特权。
Can you imagine a privilege higher than this?
你有没有想到过更高的一个特权?
Can you think about a privilege higher than this?
你能想到一个权利比这更高吗?
It would be enough to be saved from our sins.
这可能是我们得救就足够了。It
would be enough to have eternity with God.
可能我们与神能够永远在一起就够了。It
would be enough to have His very present help in time of trouble throughout this life.
可能我们得到随时神的帮助就足够了。But
He does the unthinkable.
但是他做了一个不可想象的。He
calls you into this most precious.
他把我们进入到这个最宝贵的,
most exclusive,
最排外的,
most intimate,
最亲密的,
everlasting,
永远的,
fellowship with God.
与神的相交,
that's ultimate fellowship.
这是一个终极的交通。
Oh, we just talked about a few other things. We talked about the ultimate provision that He makes.
我们也提到一个他所给我们的一切的供应。
You know, in that provision, He had to pay the ultimate cost.
在这个供应中, 他要付上他最终极的代价。
He had to lay His life down.
他要把他自己的生命放下。
We think of cheap grace these days.
我们常常想到这个恩典是便宜的。
We think of believe and that's it.
我们常常想到我们信就好。
But brothers and sisters, the Son of God, who you called into fellowship, had to lay down his very life for you and for me.
但是我们要进入到神儿子的交通，是要神的儿子要把他自己的生命舍去。
It goes beyond that.
甚至不止如此。
Not only did he have to lay his life down,
他不仅要舍弃他的生命。
But this one who never knew broken fellowship with the Father,
他这一位和父神从没有断绝过交流的。
Had for the first time, when he hung on the cross, be separated and have broken fellowship with his Father.
在十字架上，他第一次与父神断绝了这样的交通。
It was the deepest agony of his spirit and soul when he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
他的灵魂得到何等大的煎熬，当他喊出，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
It wasn't the affliction of the Roman scourging.
这不是那些罗马兵钉在他身上所加给他的这些疼痛。
It was the broken fellowship with the Father.
这是与父神的断绝的交通。
For the first time, words had to cross his lips that he never uttered before.
第一次他这样的来向他的父神神这样求告。
The Son of God, who was the darling of the Father,
神的儿子是神的爱子。
And the Father's communication was broken.
与他的父神有这样的交通上的断绝。
That was the cost of fellowship for you.
这是我们的交通的代价。
It was so that you will never have to suffer broken fellowship from God the Father.
他这样做是为了我们与父神永远不需要断绝这样的。
He will never turn away from you.
他也不会离弃你。
He will never refuse a request.
他永不会拒绝你的请求。
He will never not hear you.
他也不会不听你的。
This is the glory of ultimate fellowship.
这是这个终极交通的荣耀。
Well, I know I must move on.
我要讲到下面的。
This is the ultimate purpose.
这是一个终极的目的。
Says in Ephesians 3:9-10 that this is the fellowship of the mystery.
以弗所书3:8-9，它是讲到这是一个奥秘的交通。
This is that eternal purpose that has been hidden in God from the ages.
这是神的永远的旨意在历史历代所隐藏的。
That God himself would join himself to his creation to express all he is to the principalities and the powers.
这是神向着天上执政掌权的所宣告的一个事实。
Well, this is what we shared on last night.
这是我们昨天晚上所交通到的。
I hope that little review made it clear if I wandered a bit last night and you're still a little fuzzy.
我是没有讲清楚的，我希望这样的一个回顾对我们大家有一个帮助。
What I really wanted to get across to you was this simple thing.
今天我需要强调的一点。
I wanted you to see the privilege, the ultimate privilege.
我们知道这个特权是一个终极的。
Of this great call.
这个呼召。
And I wanted you to see one other thing.
我想大家要看到另一点。
The ultimate purpose of this great high calling.
这是终极的一个目的。
If this could get a hold of us,
若是这个能够抓住我们，
it would revolutionize our lives.
就使得我们的生命可以得到极大的改变。
We pray that the Lord would open our spiritual understanding to what we've been called into.
我求主能够打开我们灵里面的眼睛。
So this is what we looked at.
这是我们所看到的。
Today we'll look at what I call divine fellowship.
今天我们要讲到这个神圣的交通。
Last time it was the privilege and the purpose.
上次讲到的是这个特权和目的。
This time it's the nature of fellowship.
这次讲到我们的交通的这样内涵。
See, I think sometimes we think fellowship is anything we do when we get together.
我们常常想到交通就是我们在一起所做的任何一件事情。
Fellowship, in the strictest sense,is the sharing of Christ.
这个交通真正的意义是要分享耶稣基督。
Fellowship, the very word means sharing in common.
这个交通这个原意是讲到我们一同的分享。
That's what the Greek word koinonia means.
这个希腊的词 koinonia 就讲到这样的意思。
And what you have in common with me And what I have in common with you is the Lord Jesus himself.
我们所共有的就是耶稣基督他自己。
This is what divine fellowship is.
这是神圣的交通的。
It's sharing together the living Christ.
就是我们一同来分享这个活的基督。
There's part of Christ in you.
这个在你里面的基督。
And it's part of Christ in me.
这个在我里面的基督。
And it's part of Christ in Brother Freedom.
这是在朱弟兄里面的基督。
Part of Christ in John.
是在约翰弟兄的里面的基督。
And when we come together in the spirit of fellowship,
当我们在灵里面在一起有交通的时候，
there's more of Christ.
这就有更多的基督显现出来。
This is divine fellowship.
这就是神圣的交通。
I have a partner, an old retired partner.
我有一个合伙人，已经退休的。
And he is a brother in the Lord.
他也是在主里面的弟兄。
Whenever we used to get together for a company function, he would always pray.
当我们一起来讨论公司的事情的时候，他总是祷告。
That's a good thing.
这是很非常好的事。
And he was a good Baptist.
他是一个浸信会的。
And he would always pray, Lord, thank you for this fellowship.
他总是祷告，主啊，谢谢你给我们的交通。
It didn't matter if we were playing volleyball or eating.
他不管是打排球还是吃饭。
It was all fellowship.
都是交通。
But strictly speaking, divine fellowship is the sharing of the Lord Jesus.
但是严格的这样的交通在是分享到耶稣基督的生命。
That is the nature of fellowship.
这是我们交通的内容。
Now I think we need to think a little bit about what John's burden was.
我们来想一想使徒约翰的这负担。
John's burden was on this matter of fellowship.
约翰的负担是讲到交通。
And I don't know how much you know about the Apostle John.
你有多少了解使徒约翰？
But the Apostle John was one of the first on the scene.
使徒约翰是一个第一个出现的。
And the Apostle John was the last to leave the scene.
而且是在圣经中最后离开的那一位。
As far as the apostles go.
是讲到这些使徒的时候。
He was there in the beginning.
他在起初就有。
And he was there at the end.
他在最后也有他。
And he always went to the ultimate.
他总是到他这个终极。
He always took the church back to the beginning.
他总是把教会带到起初。
In the beginning.
在起初的时候。
He always went back to the purpose.
他总是回到神的旨意。
As a matter of fact, when John was called with his brother,
当约翰被呼召的时候，
they were mending nets.
他们是在捕网。
John was mending nets right up to the end of his ministry.
他甚至到一直到他的服事的最后都是在捕网。
He was always bringing us back to the point of what is ultimately on God's heart.
他总是把教会带回到神心意中最深的地方。
Whether it's in the book of Revelation,
无论是在启示录
that he wrote,
他写的
concerning the last things,
最后的日子的
whether it was the gospel of John that he wrote,
还是约翰福音他所写的
where he was solely and absolutely caught up with the person of the Lord Jesus,
他所有的重心就是在耶稣基督这一位
or whether it was these three epistles he wrote at the very end,
甚至他最后写的这三封的书信。
This is the contribution of the Apostle John.
这是使徒约翰对教会的贡献。
Next to the Apostle Paul, he gave more of the New Testament than anybody else.
除了使徒保罗以外，使徒约翰是在新约的当中贡献最大的。
I think you know that Paul gave 13 letters.
我们大家都知道保罗写了13封的书信。
John wrote 5 books.
约翰写了五部的书。
In this last letter, these last few letters, in particularly 1 John.
这他所写的最后三卷的是书信，特别是在约翰一书中。
Is the closing of New Testament Revelation.
是在讲到新约启示的最后。
You see, we often think Revelation is the last book.
我们常常想到启示录是最后一卷书。
Well, it's the last book in the order of printing.
是我们这个印刷出来的最后一卷书。
But actually, it was John's first writing.
但是呢，启示录是约翰首先写下来的。
John's last writings were the gospel.
使徒约翰所写的最后一卷书是约翰福音
and the epistles，
还有他的书信。
And in this epistle, he brought us back to the very heart of what's on God's heart.
在他的书信中，他把神里面的心意给我们启示出来。
And that is divine fellowship.
这就是一个神圣的交通。
I like John. I like reading what John wrote.
我很喜欢读约翰所写的。
I am touched by his intensity.
我非常受他的这个强烈的这样信息的感动。
I am touched by his zeal.
我被他的这样的一个这个热心所感动。
You know, he never is halfway.
他从来不是半途而废。
John is all in.
他是尽他的全力。
Graham Scroggie said this, and I think it's a pretty good thing to say.
有个弟兄这样讲到。
He said John was fiery in zeal and severe in temperament. You remember the Sons of Thunder.
约翰他是有一个非常有个性的、非常火烈的这样的一个雷子。
He is incapable of half enthusiasms.
他是非常有热心、有激情的。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we discover this divine fellowship,
当我们发现这一个神圣的交通的时候，
We should be incapable of half enthusiasms.
我们也应该是大发热心。
We should be a people filled with the joy of the Lord.
我们也会因为我们的主而喜乐。
We should be a people that have discovered the greatest secret ever there was.
我们也会像那些发现最好的这样的秘诀的那样喜乐。
This is why he was incapable of half enthusiasms.
这就是他，是他非常的热心，就热心到底。
And this writer went on to say this.
这个弟兄继续这样讲。
The first epistle is the final treatise of New Testament Scripture, the end of the inspired revelation.
是讲到这卷书是最后新约的这个终极的一个启示。
He leaves no doubt what he's writing about.
他的信息没有任何的这样的不清晰。
When you read the Word of God, I want to give you a little secret.
当你读神的话的时候，我想给大家一个秘诀。
Look for things that repeat.
那些重复的字眼。
And when a writer repeats something over and over again, he's giving you his emphasis.
如果是圣经的作者一再的写一些字眼。这些字眼就是他所强调的。
And for one so filled with enthusiasm, we need to pay attention to his emphasis.
这一个非常有热心的约翰，我们要注意到他所强调的。
And in this short letter, he said 13 times this phrase, "I write to you."
在这个约翰一书这么短的书信中，他有13次提到我写信给你们。
He said it a couple different ways.
他有一些不同的方式写给说写到写给你。
He said these things I write to you.
他说这些事情我写给你。
He said I have written to you.
他也说我写给你们。
And he said I write to you.
他也说我写给你。
There's no doubt he told us what he was writing about.
没有任何疑问，他把他要说的写给了我们。
This is the clearest.Example of what he's writing about because it's the first time he used this phrase.
有一个是他非常清楚的要给我们写给我们的。
Look at verse 3. Maybe we'll begin there.
一章约翰一书一章三节。
He says that this is 1 John chapter 1. That which we have seen and heard, we report to you.That ye also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
约翰一书一章三节，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
These things we report to you.
这些事情我写给你们。
And there's only one reason that we're reporting these things to you.
这些的报告的原因只有一个原因。
The reason is that we may have fellowship. You may have fellowship with us.
原因就是使你们与我们相交。
And the reason is because our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
原因就是我们是乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
And then he says to the, then he says this.
他又这样讲道。
And these things we write to you.
他说这些话我写给你们。
That your joy may be full.
使你们的喜乐充足。
The only place you're going to have fullness of joy is when you discover that divine fellowship.
当你能够喜乐充足的唯一的原因就是你能够发现这个属神的交通。
I remember when I was a young believer.
当我是一个刚信主的时候。
When I was just saved.
当我们刚得救的时候。
And that was in 1972, by the way.
那是1972年。
And when I was first saved,
当我刚得救的时候
I remember the joy of real fellowship.
我实在是感觉到这个真正的交通的喜乐
I remember meeting brothers and sisters for the first time.
那时候我记得我和弟兄姊妹第一次的相交
They may be African American.
他们可能是黑人
They may be Chinese.
他也可能是中国人
They may be rich.
他们可能是富有的
They may be poor,
他们可能是贫穷的
But I discovered there was fellowship with them.
但是我发现和他们有相交
This is what the apostle's talking about.
这是使徒约翰所讲到的
I'm writing so you could have fellowship with us.
他说我们把这些写给使你们和我们有相交
And our fellowship's a divine fellowship.
这个相交是神圣的
It's with the Father.
是与父相交
and it's with the Son.
是与神儿子耶稣基督相交
This is his subject.
这是他的主题
He says twice, we report to you.
他两次讲到这些话我们写给你们
And he says with emphasis over and over again.
他这样强调的写了一再
That which was from the beginning.
是从起初原有的
That which we have seen and heard.
是我们听见所看见的
That which we have contemplated.
是我们所亲手摸过的
That we report to you.
是我们所写给你们的
That you may have fellowship with us.
使你们与我们相交
This is his grand subject.
这是他这个极大的题目
The key word then in this book is fellowship.
这卷书的一个重点词就是相交。
That's the only word you need to understand what John was talking about.
这是一个唯一的词，你要明白约翰所写的。
Fellowship,
相交。
I remember Brother Stephen in Richmond, Brother Stephen Kong.
我记得江守道弟兄。
He shared with us one message on each book of the Bible.
他分享到每一卷圣经的书。
Let me tell you, those messages were our very foundation.
这些分享是非常根基性的。
It gave us a great overview of the whole Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
新约、旧约，它给我们一个非常好的这样的一个总纲。
And there was only one subject.
只有一个的主题。
Whether it was the Old Testament,
不管是旧约
it was God has spoken.
是神说话了。
God has spoken in the Son.
神借着他儿子讲到他儿子。
If it was the New Testament, it was seeing Christ in the New Testament.
在新约他是讲到在新约中看到耶稣基督。
That was his burden.
这是他的负担。
I remember it was transforming those messages.
我记得这些信息的时候
How the Lord began to open our eyes that the subject from the beginning to the end of the book was the living Christ.
就让我们看到从旧约第一卷到新约最后一卷都是讲到这个活的耶稣基督。
What God was doing with the Bible was sharing with us Christ.
神用到这个圣经就是把他儿子分享给我们。
He was sharing in common with us.All that his son is.
他把他儿子和我们一同共有。
It took 66 books to tell us all that Christ is.
用了66卷书讲到神儿子他自己。
And it'll take all of eternity to discover who Christ is.
让我们用永世来认识耶稣基督是怎样的。
And I remember when our brother Stephen came to this book.
当我们的江弟兄讲到这卷书的时候
He said, First John is simply this.
他讲到约翰一书是讲到这样的事
Seeing Christ in Christian fellowship.
是在基督徒的 交通中看到耶稣基督。
He said they're dealing with one essential issue, and that issue is fellowship.
他讲到了一个唯一的一个重心，就是在耶稣基督的交通。
It's divine fellowship.
是属神的交通。
It's the fellowship we're brought into with the Father and the Son.
是这个有和父神和神儿子的交通。
It's a fellowship that's made real to us in the Holy Spirit.
是在圣灵中让我们经历的交通。
One old writer said this.
有一个作者这样讲。
He said it's communicated fellowship.
是一个可以相互相交的这样的
交通。Extended to us.
是把这个交通赐给了我们。
So if you want to know what the letter of 1 John is about.
若是你要想明白约翰一书讲到什么。
It's this phrase that he said.
就是他所提到的这个词。
That you may have fellowship with us.
使你们与我们相交。
And then he describes the fellowship.
他就开始描述这个交通。
It's not ordinary fellowship.
不是一个非常平常的交通。
It's extraordinary fellowship.
是一个超乎寻常的交通。
It's not natural fellowship.
不是一个自然的交通。
It's divine fellowship.
是一个神圣的交通。
Because it's the fellowship of the Father.
是和父的交通。
And it's the fellowship of the Son.
是和神儿子的交通。
In the Spirit.
在圣灵中。
That is the whole of what 1 John is about.
这是约翰一书所讲到的。
That is the last utterance of the New Testament.
这是最后新约向我们讲的话。
That is the grand subject that the inspired writing closes with.
这是那些被神的灵所开启的最后讲到的。
That is the thing we're to be occupied with.
这是我们要常常思想的这些事。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord open our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，愿神开我们的眼。
I'm not sure I can explain that part any better.
我真是没有办法更好的能够。
Only the Holy Spirit can explain that.
只有圣灵能够讲清楚。
Well, there's a few things we want to look at today.
我们今天也讲到几件事情。
First of all, it's the context of that fellowship.
是讲到这个交通的这样的一个背景。
But it's not the context of what you think that fellowship is.
不是你所认为的这个内容。
What's important is what the Bible teaches that fellowship is.
重要的是圣经的话怎样讲到这个交通。
I could have a fellowship and you could join my fellowship.
我也可以有一个交通，你也可以加入。
But that wouldn't be divine fellowship.
但这个交通不是神圣。
That would be Kenny's fellowship.
这是 Kenny 弟兄的交通。
And what a poor fellowship it would be.
那是非常贫乏的。
I doubt there would be any takers.
那就或是没有人能加入。
But this divine fellowship.
但是这个神圣的交通。
Is the fellowship we're called to.
是我们所被呼召要进入的。
There's two aspects of this context of fellowship.
这个讲到两方面。
First of all, there's a vertical aspect to this divine fellowship.
有一个纵向的交通。
He explains it this way in verse 3.
在第三节他这样解释。
And our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
When you're born of the Spirit,
当你在灵中重生的时候，
you're brought into this vertical fellowship.
你就进入到这个纵向的交通。
You who were dead in your trespasses and sins,
当我们死在罪恶各方中的时候，
were first of all made alive to God.
我们就被神恢复，与神可以在神面前可以活着。
That's what happens when you're born again.
当我们重生的时候，这样事情发生。
You were dead and you're made alive.
我们死了，但是我们那时候复活。
It's a new birth, and you become a new creation in Christ Jesus.
是我们新的生命的诞生，我们成为这个新造的人。
But the purpose for that creation,
但这个的目的是什么
？The reason for that new birth,
这一个新的生命的目的是什么
？Is so that you're inseparably linked vertically with God in a direct relationship.
是你和神能够有一个纵向的不可断绝的关系。
That is divine fellowship.
这是一个神圣的交通。
A divine vertical relationship.
一个神圣的纵向的。
You don't have to have someone be your representative to take you to God.
你不需要别人来代表你来亲近神。
You now have direct fellowship with the Father and the Son.
你可以和神和他的儿子能够有直接的交流。
This is a wonderful thing.
这是一个何等奇妙的事。
You don't have to go to Brother John and say, Brother John, would you go to the Father for me and pray for me?
你不需要到我们让弟兄那说，你来代表我向父神祈求。
When you're born again as a child of God,
当你成为神儿女的时候
，you have a direct and vertical relationship with the Lord Himself.
你有直接的一个纵向的关系是与我们的神。
And then He begins to share with you all that He is.
他就可以把他自己一切的所是分享给你。
This is sharing in common.
这是要分享共同。
And then it's an undeterred, unlimited access to God Himself.
是我们一个没有拦阻的、没有这个限制的与神的交通。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象吗？
Can you imagine an undeterred, unlimited access to God Himself?
没有拦阻、没有限制的和神的这样的沟通。
You don't even have an undeterred, unlimited access to me.
你甚至都没有办法能够和我有这样的一个没有限制的关系。
But every child of God has an unlimited, undeterred, direct access with God the Father and God the Son in the Spirit.
但是每一个神的儿女都是和父神和父子能够有一个直接的生命的关系。
This is a tremendous thing.
这是一个极大的事情。
The Old Testament saints would roll over in their grave just thinking about it.
这些旧约的这些圣徒甚至在坟墓里都要想这件事情。
You know, Aaron the high priest only had undeterred, unlimited access once a year.
只有亚伦只有一年一次能够来到至圣所。
Only once a year could he go at the Day of Atonement into the holiest of all.
就是在这个赎罪日，他可以一年一次来到至圣所。
And there he was in the presence of the Lord.
他可以进到神的同在中。
Once a year.
每年一次。
One time.
一次。
But brothers and sisters, think of the privilege we have.
但是弟兄姊妹，你想想你的特权。
Can you imagine you can go to him at any time?
你能不想象你可以任何时候来到神的面前？
Can you imagine you can take every burden to him?
你能够把你自己所有的负担带到神的面前？
Can you imagine he hears every request that you have?
你能想象他可以听到你任何的呼求？
Can you imagine he will not deny you any aid?
你能想象他不会拒绝你任何的祈求？
This is what vertical fellowship means.
这是这个纵向的交通的这样的意义。
I think it is a tremendous thing.
这是何等伟大的一件事情。
You know, I was teasing the saints in Richmond about this.
我和Richmond 那边的弟兄姊妹有这样的开玩笑。
I said, do you think you have unlimited access to the highest powers?
我说你有没有和这个这些有权力的人有这样的。
I said, if you think you do,
若是你想你有的话，
take this little test.
你可以做一个试验。
Go pick up the telephone.
你去电话。
Call the White House.
你可以给白宫打电话。
And ask to speak directly and personally to President Obama.
你就说我要和奥巴马总统讲话。
Tell him you would like to just discuss in fellowship about the healthcare plan with him.
你可以说我要和奥巴马总统讲到这些医疗的事情。
I don't suppose that call will go through.
我想象他你这个不一定能打通。
And you will discover that in this world you don't have direct and unlimited access to the highest power.
在这个世界中，我们对这个有权力的，我们没有办法有这样的一个。
Well, I know you think I'm being silly, but maybe you can just step it down a notch.
你可能再降低一点。
And maybe you just want to call Governor Christie and say, "How about that bridge thing going on?"
你可以给这个New Jersey 的这个州长打电话，这个关于那个桥的事情。
I know it sounds silly.
这是有点的非常的。好可笑。
But it makes a point.
但是这有一点。
And that point is we have direct an unlimited access to the power of the universe.
这就是我的观，我的这个要讲的这一点，就是我们有没有拦阻的，没有限制的与神的这样的一个结构。
This is what vertical fellowship means.
这就是一个纵向的一个交通。
This is the glorious privilege we have.
这是我们何等荣耀的一个特权。
This is the right you have as a child of God.
这是我们作为神儿女的一个特权。
It's almost unimaginable.
这实在是我们没有办法想象的。
This is the unlimited access.
这是没有限制的这样的一个沟通。
Brothers and sisters, this is a powerful thing.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等有力量的事情。
Can you imagine the riches of grace that have been bestowed upon us?
你能够想象这神丰富的恩典？
It's hard to take in the riches of His grace that have been bestowed upon us in this vertical fellowship.
这和我们很难想象神借着这个纵向的交通所赐给我们的极大的恩典。
I remember years ago seeing the phrases about His grace in the book of Ephesians.
我多年前看到以弗所中讲到神的恩典。
Paul had an increasing apprehension of what great grace had been poured out on us as believers.
保罗想到这个神在他的里面所给的一切的恩典加给神的儿女。
In chapter 1, verse 7, he said this.
在以弗所书一章七节，他这样讲。
According to the riches of his grace.
是讲到他丰富的荣耀的恩典。
In chapter 2, verse 7, he went further to say this.
在第二章的第七节，他甚至更进一步这样讲。
The surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us.
讲到要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的
恩典。And in chapter, pardon me, brother. Even Linda tells me sometimes I run over the translators. Do you feel like you have tire tracks on your back? Forgive me.
No problem.
You can do like she does. She elbows me. The surpassing riches of his grace.
极丰富的恩典。
But then go to verse 8 in chapter 3.
在三章第八节。
He describes himself like this.
他这样讲到他自己。
He says to me, less than least, of all the saints, has this grace been given? And then he says this later, of the unsearchable riches of his grace.
他在第八节说，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
That's the grace that's been poured out on you and me.
这就是神的恩典加在我们的里面。
To give us this vertical fellowship direct with God.
是给我们这一个纵向的和神的直接的交通。
Unknown in the Old Testament.
在旧约中我们没有办法想象的。
The free gift to every believer in Christ Jesus in the New Covenant.
在新约中任何一个神的儿女都给了这样的一个和神的这样的一个特权。
This is a tremendous thing.
这是一个实在极大的事情。
You know, sometimes we don't realize how much access is until it's denied.
有时候我们不知道我们有多少的这个这样的能够得到。
I'm not a young man, as you can already tell.
我已经不年轻了。
And I'm not so computer literate, by the way, as you might guess.
我对于计算机也不是很熟悉。
But at least I'm not like Brother Stephen Kong, who says he's allergic to computers.
但是我不像江弟兄所讲，他自己对于计算机是过敏的。
Everything we do today has to do with computers.
我们所做的任何事情好像都和计算机有关系。
I don't know how this happened.
我不知道这为什么会这样。
But all of a sudden it's there. Everything that touches us about computers.
但是最现在的世代都是这样，每件事情好像都和计算机有关系。
I hope none of you will be offended by this.
我希望大家没有被得罪。
I tell you, my business, the engineering business, has drastically changed because of computers.
我告诉大家，就是我所做的工程方面，计算机已经给我们一个很大的。
And that business I had just 10 years ago has no relation to that business I have today because of computers.
十年前我做的一些和今天完全不一样，是因为有计算机。
And when you have computers, I don't know if this is like you, but we have all these accounts, you know, different account here and a different account there.
在计算机中，我们就有很多的这个账户。
And for every account, you're encouraged to have this special and unique password.
每一个的这个这个客户这个这些呢，都要需要有这个。
It's the most puzzling thing. They say, make it so difficult nobody could figure it out.
你要有一个密码呢，是别人没办法猜到的。
The problem with that is I can't remember it.
我的问题就是我记不住我这个。
And so sometimes I go to some of those accounts and I begin to type in what I think the password is.
有时候我就到我自己的账户下，我就打我的密码。
And it comes up access denied.
就是我就出来一个就是没有办法。
Can't believe it. It's the most frustrating thing. And I said, well, surely the password is this. So I type in this new password that I thought was my password because surely I was remembering the password.
我是说这是我记得的，我要再打一次。
And then it says access denied.
但是又是回来说没有办法进入。
Frustrating experience.
实在是非常的令人沮丧。
That's just a little illustration.
这只是一个比方。
But do you know our right is a child of God?
但是你知道吗？作为一个神的儿女
，You'll never go before the throne of grace.
你也到神的这个施恩宝座前。
You'll never go before the council of heaven.
你在神 的面前
You'll never hear those words access denied.
你永远不会能听到神来不接受你。
This is the glorious, glorious reality of divine and vertical fellowship.
这是何等荣耀的一个主在纵向的和神交通中的一个事实。
And think of what the Lord Jesus said.
我们想到耶稣基督怎么讲
It's one of the most incredible things the Lord Jesus said.
是神所讲的难以置信的
When he was with his disciples at the end.
当他和他的门徒在一起直到最后的时候
He said to them, this by the way is in John 14 verse 13 and 14.
是在约翰四章十四节
Listen to this access.
这里他讲到神给我们的这样的权利。
He was comforting his disciples before he was going back to the Father.
这是他到父之前对他的门徒的安慰。
And he said, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son."
他说，你们若奉我的名求什么，就我必成就。使得父能够因此得荣耀。
And then he said this.
他也讲到
If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
就是你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就。
What incredible access we have.
这是我们何等的一个权利能够和神有这样的一个沟通。
James said in James 4 verse 8.
雅各在第四章中讲到这样的事。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
当我们亲近神的时候，神就亲近我们。
This is the glory we have.
这是神给我们的荣耀。
This is the right we have.
这是我们的特权。
This is the hope we have.
这是我们的盼望。
Access will never be denied.
我们与神的沟通永远不会被拒绝。
No request will go unheard.
没有一个请求是神听不到的。
No aid will be withheld.
没有一个帮助是神不给我们。
We think of the New Testament in Hebrews, what the writer of Hebrews said.
在希伯来书这么讲。
I think it's in chapter 7, verse 25. It talks about Jesus as our great high priest.
在七章第二十五节。
And then it says this remarkable thing.
讲到主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
It says he ever lives to make intercession for us with God.
他是永远长久地活着为我们代求。
That is a tremendous thing.
这是一个极大的事情。
Well, I see we're going to get in time with trouble with time, so we better move on from this. What do you think? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
我们继续讲。
Let me take a drink of water first. Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
to make and maintain this vertical fellowship,
我们能够持续这样的纵向的交通,
he has done an extraordinary thing.
他做了给我们成就了极大的事情。
He told his disciples before he left.
他给他的门徒这样讲。
He said, I'm going to request of the Father a special request.
他讲到我要向父求这样一件特殊的事。
I'm going to ask the Father to send to you another comforter.
我要求父赐给你一个另一位的保惠师。
And then he said this extraordinary thing.
他讲到。
He said, and this one will abide with you forever.
这一位要住在你里面直到永远。
And then he said this.
他 又讲到
And he will be in you.
他会在你的里面。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗?
He's speaking of God the Holy Spirit.
他讲到神圣灵。
Every Christian has the Holy Spirit living in them.
每一位基督徒都有圣灵住在他的里面。
He is a full-time resident.
他是一个全时间住在我们的里面。
He is not a part-time visitor.
他不是一个短期的访问者。
He said he will abide with you.
他会住在你的里面。
And the incredible thought, and he will be in you.
他会在你的里面。
He did this so he could maintain us in this vertical fellowship.
他在我们里面可以持续我们和神的纵向的沟通。
The Holy Spirit keeps us in this fellowship.
圣灵使我们能进到这个交通中。
All we have to do is submit to the Holy Spirit.
我们所做的就是要顺服圣灵的引导。
All we have to do is not grieve the Holy Spirit.
就是不要让圣灵担忧。
All we have to do is pay attention to the Holy Spirit's leading.
就是要来让我们顺从圣灵的引导。
And he can keep us in this vertical fellowship.
他就可以使得我们和神有这样的纵向的沟通。
There's a marvelous verse in 2 Corinthians, the very end of 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书的最后面的时候。
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
十三章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠,
and the love of God,
神的慈爱,
and the communion or fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
This is the closing of 2 Corinthians.
这是哥林多后书的结尾。
The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
是讲到主耶稣基督的恩惠。
Think of the grace that has been poured out on us.
想想我们受到神何等大的恩惠。
The love of God.
神的慈爱。
Think of the love of God.
想想神给我们的慈爱。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给我们，叫一切相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Or those glorious words in the Old Testament, "I've loved you with an everlasting love."
在旧约中，他也是讲过，我用永远的爱来爱你。
It's an inexhaustible love.
是一个没有办法穷尽的爱。
It's a love that'll never run out.
是一个爱是没有办法穷尽的。
And then those glorious words of the Apostle John himself.
这是使徒约翰也这样讲。
God is love.
神就是爱。
But if all of that were not enough,
若这一切都不是足够的,
he says, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
他又讲圣灵的感动。
The Holy Spirit brings us in and maintains this fellowship.
圣灵就把我们带进并且能够持续这样的交通。
I think that's an incredible thought.
这实在是难以置信的想法。
Can God do more?
神能够更多的给我们吗?
Think of this, the Lord gave his life.
主给了他我们生命。
The Father loves us.
父神爱我们。
And the Lord went back to the Father and said, give him this promise from the Father.
主回到父神那里说也把这样的礼物给我们。
That the Holy Spirit would be abiding with them and be in them.
就是圣灵住在我们的里面在我们的里面。
This is the reason we can stay in fellowship.
这就是我们能够进入交通的原因。
Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 1.
约翰一书的第二章第一节。
First John 2, verse 1.
约翰一书第二章第一节。
Let me see my Bible sort of falling apart here. If I can figure out where 2:1 is. Hold on. My children, these things I write to you in order that you may not sin. And if anyone sin, we have a patron with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
我小子们呐，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。We
have a patron with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
在父那里我们有一位中保。Brother
Darby explained it this way. I like this very much.
大比弟兄，这样讲。
He says this means one who carries on the cause of anyone and helps them.
他是讲到任何的需要神都可以来顾到。
He said this Christ did while he was on the earth.
这是基督在地上所做成的。
And then he says he now does this in heaven as that great intercessor, the great high priest.
他在现在在天上作为中保，作为一个大祭司。
And listen to this. And the Holy Spirit now on earth manages our cause, our affairs for us.
现在圣灵就在地上来为我们管理这样的交通。
This is almost too good to be true.
这实在是太好了，好像不可能是真的。
The Holy Spirit, God the Spirit,
神圣灵
is in us. Twice the Apostle John brought this to the saints' attention in his last letter.
在最后的这些书信中，使徒约翰两次给我们这样的。He
said in 1 John 2:20, he said, "And you have this unction, that's the Holy Spirit, from the Holy One, and you know all things."
在约翰一书的第二章，他讲到第二十节，讲到我们里面的恩膏。
He said this in verse 27.
在第27节,
and yourselves, the unction which you have received from him abides in you.
这里是讲到你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。
And you have no need that anyone should teach you.
并不用人教训你们。
But it's that same unction teaches you.
自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
As to all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him.
主，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
This is the glorious truth of this vertical fellowship.
这是何等荣耀的关于这样纵向交通的事实。
The Holy Spirit,
圣灵。
will keep us in fellowship.
使得我们可以进入到这个交通。
Now there's another context of this fellowship that we need to understand.
另一点关于交通的这个背景。
Not only is there a vertical fellowship,
不光是有一个纵向的交通,
but there's a horizontal fellowship.
也有一个横向的交通。
John makes it very clear that there are two aspects of this divine fellowship.
使徒约翰在这讲到特别清楚的有两个方面。Look
at chapter 1, verse 6.
在第一章第六节。
If you say that we have fellowship with him,
我们若说与神相交,
that's vertical fellowship.
这是讲到纵向的交通。
But look at verse 7.
第七节。
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。So
put these two phrases together.
我们把这两句话都放在一起。We
have fellowship with him.
我们可以有纵向的和神的交通。That's
the vertical fellowship.
纵向和神。And
we have fellowship with one another.
我们有和弟兄姊妹的交通。That's
the horizontal fellowship.
这是一个横向的交通。And
these two fellowships, shaped like a cross,
这两个交通就像十字架一样,
are the context of divine fellowship.
是我们神圣交通的一个背景。
Some people say, "I have fellowship with God."
有些人说我和神有相交。
And they have no fellowship with one another.
但是他没有和弟兄姊妹的交通。
That's incomplete fellowship.
这是不完全的交通。
God's design of what divine fellowship has two components.
神所定义的这个神圣的交通有两个方面。
And you can't leave one out and embrace the other.
你不可能只有拥有一个而不去来拿到第二个。
Sometimes all we want to say is, "Let me have my fellowship with God." That is enough.
常常我们说我们和神有交通就好。
But I don't want a fellowship with the church.
但我不愿意和教会有。
The church is a messy place.
教会好像是非常的混乱。
In the church, there's nothing but problems.
有很多的问题。
But somehow, God, in His idea of what divine fellowship is to be, put these two and made them inseparably linked to one another.
但是神所定义的这个交通，就使得我们纵向横向是没有办法分开的。
Do you get it? These are inseparably linked to one another.
是没有办法分开的两个方面。
You can't have the one without having the other.
你不可能有一个而没有另一个。
The Apostle John linked them in one verse following the other verse.
使徒约翰就把这两个方面借着这些经节连在一起。
He didn't speak about fellowship with God in the first chapter.
他第一章讲到和神的交通。
And then wait to the fifth chapter and introduce fellowship with one another.
第五章他又讲到我们彼此的交通。
I think those that only talk about fellowship with God do not understand the principle of fellowship.
一个只说和神有交通的，他没有办法了解交通的原则。
It was never just meant to be an individual relationship, however precious.
不管我们和神个人的交通有多么宝贵，这不是交通的全部。
This fellowship is expanded to include all the brothers and sisters in Christ.
这个交通是包括我们所有在主耶稣基督的神的儿女。
And not only are we to share in common with the Lord, and that's what fellowship is.
不光我们和神可以一起享用共有。
But this fellowship that we have with one another is sharing in common with one another.
也是我们和弟兄姊妹一同的。分享共同的。
Have you embraced this fellowship with him?
你有没有来拥抱这个和神的交
通？Let me ask you this: Have you embraced this fellowship with one another?
你有没有来拥抱和弟兄姊妹的交通
？Can you live without him?
你可不可以离开神而存活
？Can you live without one another?
你有没有可以离开弟兄姊妹而活着。
The more you understand of divine fellowship, these two things grow closer and closer together.
这越是你明白这个神圣的交通，这两个方面就越来越靠近。
I love that story about Brother Nee, and I know I've probably told it to you before.
我可能给弟兄姊妹提到过倪弟兄的，倪多松弟兄的。
But when Brother Lee went to England to visit that dear old brother that was dying,
他有一次到英国去。访问一个要去世的圣徒。
And that brother was in and out of consciousness.
那个弟兄就常常昏迷。
And that brother had a real relationship, a vertical relationship with God.
这位弟兄和神有一个纵向的美好的关系。
And as he came in and out of consciousness,
当他有时候昏迷，有时候清醒的时候，
he kept repeating these words.
他就这样的来重复他这样的话。
He said, "I cannot live without God."
他说我没有办法离开神而存活。
And then he said, "He cannot live without me."
然后他又讲神也没有办法离开我。
That's vertical fellowship.
这是一个纵向的关系。
Think of it, the God of glory.
这个何等荣耀的神。
I cannot live without him.
我没有办法离开这位。
And he cannot live without me.
他也没有办法离开我而存活。
But then Brother Nee went back to China.
那时候倪弟兄就回来。
And the Holy Spirit opened to him something very profound.
圣灵就给他一个非常深的一个开启。
And this is the lesson he said.
这是我们所讲到。
I cannot live without God.
他讲到我没有办法离开神。
And he cannot live without me.
他也没有办法离开我。
And then he said, I cannot live without my brothers and sisters.
他说我也没有办法离开我的弟兄姊妹。
And they cannot live without me.
那他们也没有办法离开我。
Now that
is divine fellowship.
这实在是一个属神的神圣的交通。
Do you see it?
你有没有看到？
It is fellowship with him.
是与他的交通。
And it is fellowship with one another.
也是与弟兄姊妹的交通。
May the Lord help us to really see it.
求主帮助我们看到这一点。
There's another thing I want to share with you.
另一点我想提到的。
If this fellowship is ever broken,
若是这个交通有断绝的时候，
the Lord has made a provision for it.
神有供应。
He has made a provision if this fellowship is ever broken.
若是这个交通有断绝，神有他的供应。
The way I put it, fellowship is a fragile thing.
我想要说的就是这个交通是一个很容易很脆弱的。
Fellowship with him is a fragile thing.
和神的交通是一个脆弱的事。
It can be easily broken.
是很容易被断绝。
If darkness comes in,
当黑暗来到的时候，
if we don't walk in the light,
我是没有在光明中行，
as he is in the light,
是他像他在光明中，
fellowship is broken.
我们和神的沟通就会断绝。
That's what John said in his first chapter.
这是约翰在第一章所提到的。
It's a very fragile thing.
是一个非常非常容易断绝的。
He said this.
他这样讲。
But if, verse 7, I'll read it.
第一章第七节。
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And then he said this extraordinary thing, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。然后他讲到一个非常难以置信的这一点，说他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Just suppose...
我们这样设想，
Just suppose our fellowship with him is broken.
设想我们和他的交通断绝。
This is the glory of fellowship.
这是一个有荣耀的这样的一个。
He has made provision that that broken fellowship can be restored to unbroken fellowship.
他就让我们可以把这个断绝的交通恢复到。
All we have to do is confess our sin.
所我们所要做的就是我们来承认我们的罪。
The blood of Jesus is so powerful. All we have to do is ask him to cleanse us with the blood.
耶稣基督的血是如此有功效，他就可以洗净我们一切的罪。
And that broken fellowship is once again restored.
这个断绝的交通就可以重新恢复。
It's the same way with that horizontal fellowship.
这是我们
It's a very fragile thing.
在我们和弟兄姊妹的交通也是。
You know, we can easily sin against one another in the body.
我们常常会彼此得罪。
And how we need to be sensitive.
我们常常需要非常敏感。
And how we need to ask one another for forgiveness.
我们常常需要彼此求饶恕。
Paul said, "Forgive one another."
保罗说，我们要彼此饶恕。
As God in Christ Jesus also forgave you.
是神在基督耶稣里也。饶恕了我们。
There should be cleansing of the blood when fellowship is broken to restore that vertical fellowship.
也借着耶稣基督血的洁净，我们可以恢复我们横向的交通。
There should be forgiving one another.
我们要彼此饶恕。
Loving one another.
彼此相爱。
To maintain that horizontal fellowship.
能够使我们的横向的交通可以持续。
He has made every provision.
他给我们一切的供应。
Every provision.
每一个的供应。
That this may be restored.
可以使得我们恢复这样的交通。
I know all of you are familiar with the story of the prodigal son.
我们大家都熟悉这个浪子的故事。
It's in Luke 15, 10 through 32. Now we won't read all of that.
是路加福音第十章。
But I think often we use this as a gospel message.
我们常常把它作为一个福音的信息。
And I don't want to discourage you from using this as a gospel message.
我并不是说讲到用它作为福音信息不好。
Because down through the ages, this has been one of the most powerful gospel messages.
这是历代以来很好的一个非常有力量的福音的信息。
He who was lost has been found.
那个失去的又找回来。
And the one who was dead has been made alive.
那个死去的又活过来。
What a glorious story.
是何等荣耀的故事。
The parable of the prodigal son is.
这是实在是。
But brothers and sisters, I think it's more than that.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅如此。
I think it's really a story about lost fellowship.
也是一个关于到我们失去的交通的故事。
After all, this is already a son.
这实在是一个儿子失去了。
This is a son that turned away from his father.
是一个儿子离开了父亲。
This is a son that knew the riches of his father.
是一个背离父亲的儿子。
This is a son that said, "Give me my inheritance."
是一个儿子说给我我所属于我的。
And he went away and he wasted all that he had.
他离开父亲就把他所有的资产浪费掉。
And he found himself eating with the pigs.
他就和猪在一起吃食。
And then he came to himself.
他就开始回到他自己的。
And he said, "Even the servants in my father's house have." Better than this.
他说，甚至我家父亲的这些仆人都比我吃得好。
And he thought, I am not worthy to be called a son.
他说，我不配称为他的儿子。
Don't you think the father should have just said, you wasted it?
这个父亲可以这样讲，你浪费了资产。
You blew it.
你把这些都弄坏了。
Don't come home.
别回来了。
I have another son.
我还有另一个儿子。
You are dead to me.
你已经死了。
I think many of us might handle it like that.
我想我们大家会这样。
But the glory of this fellowship,
但是这个荣耀的交通
is God is always looking to restore broken fellowship.
是神永远在找这样的一
个。And when he saw him afar off,
当他看到这个孩子在远处回来的
时候 he ran and embraced him.
他就去来拥抱他。
And he said, bring out the ring, and bring out the fatted calf, and bring out the sandals.
他说给他拜上戒指，给他宰牛肥牛犊。
And let us celebrate.
让我们一起的来庆祝。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that's how much God loves our fellowship.
这就是神如此的爱我们这样的交通。
If it's ever broken,
若是有断绝的时候
He made provision for it to be restored.
他就给我们供应，让我们恢复。
If it's ever broken,
若是断绝
He longs for you as a lost son to return to that fellowship.
他就像对浪子一样来渴望你能够回到他的怀抱。
And there may be some in this room that are living in broken fellowship.
我们当中或许也在一个断绝的交通中。
But he is waiting for you to return.
但是他来等候你回到父神的。
This is the context of fellowship.
这就是我们交通的背景。
Now there's another thing I'd like to share with you.
另一件事情我和弟兄们分享。
That is what the character of fellowship is.
是讲到这个交通的性质。
Because you see, the Apostle John was not only concerned about the context of fellowship.
使徒约翰不仅讲到这个交通的背景。
That it was with the Father.
是和父的交通。
That it was with the Son.
是和子的交通。
That it was with Him.
是和他的交通。
That it was with one another.
是和我们弟兄姊妹彼此的交通。
That He would give the Holy Spirit to maintain it forever.
是用圣灵赐给我们来。
And that if it was ever broken, He'd give His blood that it be restored.
任何的这样破碎的，可以借着耶稣基督的血来恢复。
And that he was always looking for that prodigal son.
他是永远在寻找这个浪子来回头。
But he was concerned that we would understand the very character of what that fellowship is.
他也让我们能够知道这个交通的这个性质。
Character is different.
这个性质是不同的。
Character is nature.
这是我们的一个内涵。
John the apostle in this letter uses three words to describe the character of divine fellowship.
约翰用三个字来说明这个交通的性质。
He uses the word life.
他讲到这个生命。
He uses the word light.
他讲到光。
And he uses the word love.
讲到爱。
As a matter of fact, 10 times he uses the word life.
十次他讲到生命。
5 times he uses the word light.
五次讲到光。
32 times, overwhelmingly, he uses the word love.
32次，大多数的讲到的是这个爱。
This is the nature of divine fellowship.
这是这个神圣爱的内涵。
It's life.
是生命。
It's light.
是光。
And it's love.
是爱。
And if you read the epistle of 1 John and you don't notice these words,
若是你读约翰一书而不知道这些字的话，
then you don't understand what divine fellowship is.
你就不能够明白神圣的爱。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a point I want to make.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意这样讲这一点。
These are not things.
这不是事情。
These are the character of Christ Himself.
这是基督的性情。
Now, do you understand that?
你能明白吗？
We're just not supposed to have more life.
我们不是只是多一点的生命。
Be a little bit more lively.
不是更活跃。
We're not just supposed to have more light.
不是有更多的光。
To be a little more clear on the doctrine of Christianity.
不是对于一些的圣经的教导更清楚。
We're not supposed to just in ourselves and our natural strength to love one another.
不只是我们，不是靠我们自己天然的来多彼此相爱。
These are not commands.
这不是命令。
If you read it very carefully, you will begin to understand this is his character.
这你会明白，这一些都是神的性情。
This is who the Lord Jesus is.
这是主耶稣基督的所是。
And this is who the Lord Jesus is in us.
这是主耶稣在我们里面的所示。
In other words, it's not natural life.
不是一个自然的生命。
It's not natural light.
不是一个自然的。
And it's certainly not natural love.
也不是一个天然的爱。
John went to great pains to explain this.
约翰用很多篇幅来讲这一点。
Look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
我们再看约翰一书一章的一到二节。
That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, that which we have contemplated, and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life has been manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and report to you the eternal life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Which was with the Father and has been manifested to us.
且显现于我们那永远的生命。
The eternal life.
这个永远的生命。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important element in 1 John.
这是在约翰一书中一个非常重要的一点。
It isn't eternal life as a gift.
永远的生命是一个礼物。
It's eternal life as the life.
是讲到这个永远的生命呢，是那个生命。
And if you look at the end of John, it says, "He who has the Son has life."
在最后的时候，约翰一书讲到，有了神的儿子就有神的生命。
As a matter of fact, the Greek in a very deliberate way explains what this life is.
实际上在希腊文它特别讲到这个生命。
There's a word that precedes eternal life.
在这个永远生命呢，有一个前面有个字。
And many of the English translations have left that word out altogether because they didn't understand what that word meant.
很多英文的翻译没有把这个字翻译出来。
So it says eternal life.
是讲到永远的生命。
But the Greek has a word in front of eternal life.
在希腊文中，在永远生命之前有一个字。
It's the definite article, the word the.
就是那个定冠词那。
Darby translated it this way.
达比弟兄这样翻译。
Young's literal translation translated it this way.
这个杨版本的这个翻译也讲到。
If you look in the Greek, it says the eternal life.
在希腊文中，它是讲到那永远的。
Now you may think I'm making a big deal about this, but this is absolutely important.
这是非常非常重要的。
At this point, he's not talking about a gift we receive and live forever.
他不是我们所获得的那个礼物而已。
He's talking about a manifest life that is in the Lord Jesus and comes into us.
他是讲到那个借着耶稣基督所表现出来的耶稣基督那一位。
That's the nature of it.
这是里面的这个含
义。The eternal life.
这个那永远的生命。
It's sort of like in John 19 verse 5.
像约翰福音十九章第五节那样讲。
When Pontius Pilate had the Lord Jesus was scourged and he was brought out to the crowd.
当比拉多给耶稣上刑，然后带到大家面前的时候
，What a scene that was! Think of the scene.
那是何等的景象
！And the crown of thorns was platted upon his head.
那个荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上
，And the robe was put around him.
那个袍子穿在他身上
，And they would bow down to him.
他们就在他面前跪拜
，And Pontius Pilate brought him out.
这个比拉多就把他带到众人面前
，And he said, "Behold the man."
他说看这个人
Do you get the emphasis?
你有没有看到这个
This is not any man.
不是任何一个人
This is not an ordinary man.
不是一个的平常的人
So there's a particular emphasis given to it.
有一个特别的强调
This is the man.
就是那个人
This is the son of man.
这是一个人子
This is the second man.
这是那个
This is the new creation.
这是一个新造的人。
This is the nature of the Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生命的内涵。
This is the nature of fellowship.
这是我们交通的内涵。
I hope you see what I'm talking about.
我希望你能够明白我所讲的。
This eternal life comes into us.
那个永远的生命就传给我们。
In the person of the Lord Jesus.
是借着耶稣基督。
The second word is light, divine light.
第二个字是讲到光。
It says in the beginning of this book, God is light.
在起初的他开始的时候说神就是光。
And in him is no darkness at all.
在他毫无黑暗。
It's talking about the light that God is.
就讲到神是光这件事。
This is the nature.
这是神的性
质。His light comes into you.
他的光进到我们里面。
His light comes into me.
他的光进到我里面。
John knew something very special here.
约翰知道一个特别的。
This is an attribute that's true of him.
这是他的一个属性。
And in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 4, it says this.
约翰福音讲到这样的。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
在他里面
John 1 verse 4
生命在他里头这生命就是人的光
And this you read it brother This is the light that's in us And then finally there's divine love
最后是神也是一个神圣的爱。
It's absolutely important that we see this love not as something natural, but we see it in the way John saw it, because the word repeated again and again in the letter of John is agape love.
这个爱不是我们天然的人的爱，这个爱是讲到在约翰福音讲到一个特别的字 agape， 就是神的爱。
It's divine love.
是一个属神的爱。
It's His love.
是他的神的爱。
It's the only way we can love.
是我们唯一可以爱的。
Only He can love with an everlasting love.
只有他可以用永远的爱爱我们。
This is the nature of fellowship.
这是我们交通的这个内涵。
Don't be deceived to think this is our nature or a command that we should follow.
这不是我们里面的所拥有的，我们所要顺服的命令。
What the Apostle John is doing is showing us that it's to be the outshining of his very nature. That's fellowship.
使徒约翰所讲的是，我们要把神的爱来表现出来。
Now, this book does get very practical, by the way.
这卷书也有非常实际的一方面。
It's not just to be theoretical.
不是在理论上讲
It's to be very practical.
是非常的实际的
And it goes on to explain again and again that this divine character should be manifest in us.
这特别的一直在讲是这一个属神的性情要从我们里面表现出来
If we're in this fellowship,
不是我们在这个的交通中
it will become obvious we're in this fellowship.
就是非常明显的，我们在这个交通中。
Look at John 3 verse 14.
翻到约翰福音。
First John 3 verse 14.
第三约翰一书第三章十四节。
We know, this is a phrase, another phrase you need to pick up on when you read the book of 1 John. We know. He says it over and over again. We know.
在约翰一书中特别讲到他们，我们知道，我晓得。
We know that we have passed from death to life.
就是我们晓得已经出死入生了。
How do we know we've passed from death to life?
我们怎么知道我们已经出死入生了？
Because we love the brethren.
因为我们爱弟兄。
He who does not love his brother,
若我们不爱我们的弟兄，
abides in death.
是就在死中。
And anyone that hates his brother is a murderer.
凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的。
And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
你们晓得凡杀人的没有永生存在他里面。
Here's the point. The point is profoundly simple.
这个我的一点是非常简单的。
If you're in that divine fellowship,
若是我们在这个神圣的交通中，
and if that divine fellowship is in you,
若是这个神圣的交通在我们里面，
these three characters will be in you.
这三个这个性情就在你里面。
His life,
他的生命。
His light,
他的光。
And his love,
他的爱。
But if you're in divine fellowship,
若是你在这个神圣的爱光交通中。
And his character is in you,
他的性情在你的里面。
And there really is divine life in you,
确实你有神的生命。
The eternal life,
这个永远的生命。
And there really is divine light in you.
也有你这个属神的光。
God is light.
神是光。
And if there really is divine love in you.
若是我们真正有这个属神的爱。
God is love.
神是爱。
Then those things will be practically manifest in your horizontal fellowship with one another.
这就在我们和弟兄姊妹的相交中就自然地表露出来。
The absence of these things or the presence of these things will become very important.
这个我们有没有这些和我们有或者没有就非常重要。
They will be confirming or condemning evidence.
这就是使得我们做得好的和我们定我们罪的这个一个证据。
If you love the world, the love of the Father can't be in you.
若是我们爱世界。爱父的心就不在我们里面。
If you hate your brother, the love of the Father can't be in you.
若是我们恨我们的弟兄，爱父的心也不在我们
里面。Do you understand the principle?
你知道这个原则吗？
This will be confirming or condemning evidence.
这就成为我们的肯定我们的或者是定我们罪的一个证据。
It will be manifest in you.
是可以在我们里面表现出来的。
And by these evidences,
在这些的证据中，
we will know whether we are in divine fellowship or not.
这就可以让我们确定我们是不是在这个神圣的
交通中。Well, my time is up, but let me just say this.
我的时间差不多到了。
This is the point.
这个我的点是这样。
I don't know if you've ever heard the story that people say, if you were convicted as a Christian,
有人说若是你真是确定你是基督徒，
If you were brought to court and you were charged as being a Christian,
若是你在法庭中你是人家来起诉你是基督徒，
And by the way, I think that day is coming.
我想这个日子可能会到了。
Would there be enough confirming evidence to convince the court that you were a Christian?
在这个法庭上有没有足够的证据来说明来证明你是基督徒。
That's what the Apostle John is saying.
这是使徒约翰在这里讲。
If this divine life is in you,
你的神圣的生命在不在你里面？
If this divine light is in you,
你的神圣的爱在你在神圣的爱在不在你里面？
If this divine love is in you,
这个神圣的爱在不在你里面？
Then it will begin to be practically manifest.In the midst of the saints.
若是这样的话，就会在我们的聚会当中和弟兄姊妹中能表现出来。
This is what it means by the nature of fellowship.
这就是我们交通的这个内涵。
Let me end with this one thing.
我来这样来结束我们今天。
I think you may already know how much I like this verse.
我很喜欢这节经文。
First John chapter 3.
在约翰一书第三章
John ends with an incredible thought.
使徒约翰这样来结束。
He shares with us what the climax or what the end of this fellowship is.
他是讲到这个交通的这个高潮。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
See what love the Father has given to us that we should be called the children of God. For this reason the world knows us not, because it knew him not.
一节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。Beloved,
now are we children of God, and what we shall be has not yet been manifested. We know that if or when it is manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要向他，因为必得见他的真体。Brothers
and sisters, this is the glorious climax of fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等荣耀的一个交通的一个高潮。In
the end, we're to be like him.
在最终的时候，我们要像他一样。I
think that's an incredible thought.
这是何等难以置信的。
This fellowship has such transforming and conforming power
这个交通有何等的改变我们的能力
that in the end the object is made to be as the original.
到最后的时候我们就能够成为神儿子的形象。
Now I don't mean that you become divine. We will never become divine.
我们自己不能成为这个像是
But we will be so transformed into his image.
但是我们可以被改变的，成为那样的。
We will be so conformed into his image.
这样的改变成为他的形象。
That in the end, this is our glorious destiny.
到最终的时候，我们有一个荣耀的结局。
This is the climax. This is the climax of divine fellowship.
这是那个神圣交通的一个高潮。
In the end, we shall be like him.
在最终的时候，我们要像他。
We shall see him as he is.
因为必得见他的真体。I
hope this helps tonight a little bit.
我希望这些能帮助大家。I
hope maybe we can see what God has in view in divine fellowship.
我希望能够帮助大家能看到这个神圣的交通。
I hope we can see all that he has provided for us in divine fellowship.
我希望大家能够看到神在这个神圣交通中所供给我们的一切。
I hope we can see how great it is, divine fellowship.
能看到这个神圣的交通是何等伟大。 I
hope his nature can become into us through this divine fellowship.
能够通过这个神圣的交通，我们得到神那个神圣的性情。
And I hope the result of this divine fellowship is we're progressively changed into his likeness.
使得这个神圣的交通能够把我们改变，能够成为他的模样。
If all these things are true,
若这一切都是真实的,
then we are in divine fellowship.
那我们就在这个神圣的交通中。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we just bring back to you these few thoughts.
主，我们把这一切的所讲的带到你的面前。
Lord, we pray you would really help us.
我们求你帮助我们。
We feel like the Holy Spirit needs to make this living and real to us.
我们感觉圣灵要把这些成为真实赐给我们。
And unless the Holy Spirit opens our inner eyes,
除非圣灵开我们里面的眼睛,
and you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
给我们一个智慧和启示的灵,
we are afraid these will be just words.
我们就恐怕这些只是一些话而已。
But if somehow,
但是你,
by the grace of God,
借着你的,
the Holy Spirit,
恩典,
can open our eyes and we can behold what glory you have called us into in divine fellowship. In the end, we will be changed into your likeness. There's nothing greater than we can imagine.
实在是我们想象的没有更大的事情。
How much you love us.
你爱我们。
We are so grateful.
我们实在是很感恩,
and we give you the glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.